感谢主，今天又能够面对面见到弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, today I can see you face to face again.
但愿你们都能够平安。
May all of you are in peace.
刚刚领会的弟兄已经给我们念了撒迦利亚书的第十二章的那一段话。
Our brother who just read for us Zechariah chapter 12, the passage there.
我想这就是主耶稣来的以前的要发生的事。
This is what's going to happen before the Lord Jesus returns.
我想我们没有开始以前，我们还是有点祷告。
So before we start, shall we pray first?
亲爱的主，仆人的眼怎么仰望主人的手，使女的眼怎么仰望祖母的手，我们的眼也仰望坐在宝座上的手。
Dear Lord, as the eye of the servant gazes upon the hand of the master, as the maid upon the hand of her mistress, so our eyes also gaze upon the one who sits on the throne.
主，我们一起仰望你的话，就是活泼长存的道。
Lord, we lift up your word to you. Your word lives and abides forever.
我们知道凡所血气的尽度如草，它的荣美也不过像草上的花，草要枯干，花也要凋谢，唯有你的道要存到永远。
We know all flesh is like grass and its glory like the flower. The grass withers, the flower falls away, but your word endures forever.
所以你的仆人使女一起仰望你，就把这样一个活泼长存的道赐给我们。
So your servant and your maid look to you together, grant us this word that lives and endures forever.
让在座的听到的，让这些道永远存在他们的心灵的里面，有回头的亮光。
So that everyone who is listening to the message will have your word imprinted, sunk down into their heart forever, that they will have the hind light.
我们也深相信你活泼长存的道也带着能力。
We also believe that your word, which lives and abides forever, comes with power.
主啊，你已经对我们说了一次两次，能力、慈爱都是属于你的，所以我们仰望你，把这样的一个能力，把这样的话语赏给你的仆人。
Lord, you have said once and twice that loving kindness and power come from you. Therefore, we pray that, Lord, you will grant your servants this power.
能力是属于你的，神的国不在乎言语，在乎你的全能。
Power belongs to you. The kingdom of God does not depend on words only, but upon your power.
就把这样的一个能力赐给你的仆人，赐给我们翻译的姊妹。
Lord, grant this power to your servant and to your maid who translates.
上下里外充满我们。
Fill them totally up and down and on the side, on the east side and the west side.
我们也在这里为着在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
We also pray for every brother and sister here, sitting here.
主，让他们也能够记得你的话。
Lord, let them remember your words also.
我们来到神的殿中，要谨慎我们的脚步，我们敬虔来听。胜过献祭。
As we come to the house of God, we shall guard our steps to hear rather than to offer sacrifices of fools.
给他们一个温柔的心，一起来领受你所栽种的活泼长存的道。
Give them this gentle heart to receive the implanted word which abides in this forever.
我们就把余下的时间交托给你，从开始也这到末了，捆绑应当捆绑，释放应当释放的。
We just committed the following time totally to you. Bind that which is to be bound and release that which is to be released.
耶和华我们的主啊，
O Lord, our Lord,
我们仰望你，
we simply look
to you, 荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
无论是在信息的聚会，无论等一会在薄饼的聚会，你得到荣耀，你喜乐。
May you be satisfied and may you be pleased, whether it's in this message or service time or in the breaking of bread.
我们也能够蒙福。
So that we will also be blessed.
祷告祈求，谢耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们来念几段经文。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages here.
第一段就是以弗所书的第二章的第八节到第九节。
Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 9.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，不是出于自己，乃是出于神的，也不是出于我们的行为，免得我们自夸。我们是神手中的 masterpiece， 在基督里已经做成的，好叫我们行善，就是神要我们行的。特别注意 masterpiece 接着
verses 8 to 10， By grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not works, lest anyone should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Let's pay special attention to the word workmanship or masterpiece.
我今天头弟兄姊妹交通了，弟兄姊妹已经知道福音的奥秘第六讲。
Today, my topic you have already known, that's the sixth session of the mystery of the gospel.
两个月以前是福音的奥秘第五讲，你们还记得？
2 weeks ago, I shared with you of the same topic. That was my fifth sharing. I hope you still remember it.
最后弟兄姊妹记得吧，因为时间的缘故，就是讲到 masterpiece， 我说到第六讲两个月以后我再同弟兄姊妹交通。
At the end of my last sharing, because of time constraint, I did say that I will share more in detail in my sixth sharing.
什么叫 masterpiece?
So what is the masterpiece?
等会我们来交通。
We will share on that later.
好，我们再来念三段经文。
We will read another three passages.
第一处哥林多前书第二章第七到第八。
First Corinthians 2:7-8.
这里讲到这个奥秘，从前以色列代所隐藏的神的奥秘是什么奥秘呢？就是他智慧，他的智慧。
Here,
我们来看第七节到第八节。
It speaks of a mystery which is hidden throughout the ages. And what is it? Let's read it.
我们所讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧。这个智慧什么呢？就是在万事以前预定我们的什么？的荣耀，的荣耀 ，Gloria。
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained or predestined before the ages for our glory.
万有还没有创造以前，神就定规了，要我们能够得着荣耀。
The very mystery which is predestined before the ages is that we should be glorified.
接下来他说，这个智慧，世上有权有位的人他们是不知道的，他们若知道有这样一个智慧，他们就不会把主耶稣基督钉在十字架上。他们不懂，他们不知道。
And Paul continues to say, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. It shows that they did not know anything about this.
好，我们再来念一处以弗所书三章。
And now we will read Ephesians 3,
9到10,
verses 9 to 10.
这里又是讲到奥秘。
Here, the mystery is mentioned again.
这个从前隐藏在神创造万有之神里面的那个奥秘，它就是要协助教会，叫天上执政的、掌权的，知道什么？ 得知道神百般的智慧，又讲到智慧。
Now there is this mystery hidden for ages, and now God wants it to be made known to all. What is this? That is to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in heavenly places. So mystery and God's wisdom.
要写作教会，写作你，写作我，我们都是教会身体上的肢体，对不对？我们要叫那天上执政的、掌权的是谁啊？撒旦、魔鬼知道神百般的智慧，又讲到智慧。
So the church is you, is me. We're all members of the body of Christ. God wants to make known the mystery through us to principalities, powers in the heavenly places, to Satan and devil.
我们再来看一出哥罗西书第一章。
Now Colossians chapter 1.
我们看哥罗西书第一章。我们看第这里又是讲到就是我们这些我们看第25节。
We'll read verse
26节好了，26、27。
Instead of verses 26 and 27.
这道理就是历史历代所隐藏的，这里有讲到奥秘。什么奥秘呢？现在已经向我们所有圣徒已经显明了。这个奥秘就是在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，基督在我们心里成了荣耀的盼望。
Here again, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and for generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. What is this mystery? To them, God will to make known that what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
其实这一段里面又讲到智慧嘛，还是智慧嘛。
Here it speaks of God's wisdom again.
为什么这是智慧呢？
Why is it God's wisdom?
若是你看以弗所书第二章，
If you read Ephesians chapter 2,
第十一节吧，以弗所书第二章第十一节讲到我们这些外邦人嘛，都是没有受过割礼的嘛，在肉身上没有受过割礼的，是在什么是与基督无关的，是在以色列国民以外的，在诸约允许都是局外的人，我们生在世上是没有指望也没有神的人，对不对？这是我们以前的那个光景。但是感谢神，现在怎么样？基督在我们心里成了荣耀的一个盼望，这不是神的智慧吗？叫我们有这样的180度的那个转变，对不对？本来是与基督无关的，现在基督在我们心里成了一个荣耀的盼望，这当然是神的智慧。
Why is this mystery God's wisdom? Because in Ephesians 2, verse 11, in that passage, it tells us that we who are Gentiles, who were not circumcised, we were originally separate from Christ, being aliens from commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, we have become his people. Of course, this is God's wisdom, for now Christ dwells in us, the hope of glory.
好，最后我们念一段。
Lastly,
21章。
Revelation 21.
21章我们念两段，一个是第五节到第六节。
Verses
5 to 6. 21节第五节到第六节。坐宝座的说，看啊，我已经将一切都更新了。他又对我说，一定是干完成了。我是阿拉法，我是 Omega， 我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白的给口渴的喝。
We will read two passages in chapter 21. The first is from verses 5 to 6. Then he sat on the throne and said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts.
这里的 It is done, 这就是我第五讲的重点讲到的那个 It is done。什么 It is done 呢？就是神创造人的最开始、最远处的旨意、目的、计划成了。
In my fifth sharing, this is my main point. When God says it is done, it refers to His original plan and purpose. Purpose had now been fulfilled. It is done.
还有第二个灯呢？那就是在启示录的十六章，我们来看一看。
There is a second reference when God says, it is done. Revelation 16.
十六章，我们来看。
Revelation 16.
第十六章。我们看第十七节。
Verse 17.
第七位天使把碗倒在空中，就有大声音从殿中的宝座上出来，说什么 It's done, 成了。
Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air. A loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done."
这是圣经里第二次讲到的 It is done。 刚刚我们讲到二十一章的那 It is done， 就是神创造人的目的、旨意、计划成了。这里呢，我们讲到的 It is done， 等会我们要交通的。
In chapter 21, when God said it is done, it refers to His original plan, purpose, and goal of creating man, and then it's finished. Now.We will be speaking on more of this verse 17 of chapter 16.
还有一个
reference, it is done.
还有一个 it is done, 不是 it is done, it is finished. 我们知道这是在约翰福音十九章主耶稣七句话最后的第六句话 it is finished, 也就是说 it is done, 他的救恩成了。
The third reference was spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, the sixth statement of his seven statements on the cross, it is finished, it is done.
他就坐在神宝座的右边，你就看到他坐下来了，说明 it is done, 对不对？
And then he sits at the right hand of God on the throne. So when he sits down, you know, it is finished.
你去看看创世纪第一章，对不对？到第六天，我们的耶和华神看见他所造的万有都非常的 good， 他就什么？他就 rest， 他就坐下来了。
If you read Genesis chapter 1 on the sixth day, when God has created all things, He's satisfied. He now rests and then He sits down.
我不记得了有没有同弟兄姊妹交通过这个第三个，就是约翰福音十九章的那一个 It is finished。这个好像交通过，或者是没有交通。反正我以后再看了，没有交通的，我们还是会来交通。
I don't remember if I share with you of this statement. It is finished from John 19. But either way, we will speak more on it later on.
好，现在我们来交通 masterpiece。
Now we will share on the masterpiece first.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫 masterpiece?
Brothers and sisters, what is called a masterpiece?
我可以从两方面，我来同弟兄姊妹交通。
I would like to share on this theme from two perspectives.
一方面呢，就好像一幅非常漂亮的名画，就是人。画的画，哎呀，大家看见了，没有一个人不喜欢的，非常的精致，非常的美丽，越看越想看的一幅画。
my first perspective about this masterpiece is like a beautifully exquisite painting that someone has drawn. Everybody looks at it, and he likes it, and they cannot keep himself from looking at it.
好像你看见一个古洞，你看见吗？这个古洞你们看见吗？你看到了吗？
Just like
好漂亮啊，好精致啊！你看见这个古洞，哎呀，你喜爱的不得了。这是人所造的一个古洞。这个刚刚好前两个礼拜我在信箱里拿到的。这是一个广告了。这是什么呢？就是收购啊，他高价收购这些古洞啊。你家里若有古洞，一个地方就是在 New Brunswick， 一个就是在 Morristown。收购这个股东的，他用高价来买你这个股东。
I brought with me this ad which I received 2 weeks ago. You all see how beautiful this antique is. This is an ad for you to sell whatever antiques you might have. They have locations in New Brunswick and also Morristown, and they would buy your antiques with a very high price.
你一看见这个古董，一看见这幅画，哎呀，精致的不得了，你就知道这一个画画的制造这个古董的人不是一般的人，非常有才华，非常智慧，非常聪明的一个人，一般人绝对画不出这样画，也制造不出这样的美丽的古董来的。
So when you look at the painting or look at the antique drawn by someone, made by some person, you would know that it's not an ordinary person who could do this. This person must be very wise, intelligent, very talented.
当然这个价钱不得了，贵得不得了，这个古董也好，名画也好。
Of course, this painting or this antique would cost you an arm or a leg.
今天你我就是这样的一个 masterpiece.
Today you and I are this masterpiece.
人见人爱。
Everyone who looks at it loves it.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是人看见你都喜欢你的？
Brothers and sisters, are you those that other people like you when they look at you?
这是一方面。另外一方面，我再用另一方面的来交通。
Now this is one perspective about this masterpiece. The other one is this.
就好像 symphony orchestra, symphony orchestra 大合唱。
A masterpiece is just like a symphony orchestra.
你有没有听过？在这个摩门教啊，其实它不过是一个宗教了啊。摩门教在 Salt Lake。在盐城的他的大本营呢，大概你我都听过。
You probably have heard of Mormons. It's just a religion, and their base camp is in the Salt Lake City.
有一次我在电视里面我们看到这个摩门教的这个合唱团呢，诗班呢，哦哟不得了，多少人呢？250人到300个人的一个诗班呢。男的都是穿着黑的这个西装，女的呢都是白的，黑白相衬，差不多有200-300个人的一个诗班呢。
One time I saw this on TV, this symphony choir of this Mormon church. It has about 250 to 300 people, both male and female members are there. Male members would dress themselves in black suits, and the female would dress themselves in white dresses, and it's a really big symphony choir.
不止这个两三百个人，前面还有一排，差不多也有100个人，用拿着各样的药器，各种不同的药器，陪着那个诗班一起演奏的。哎呀，你听了，哎呀，你的心。这个魂啊，非常的舒适，非常的和谐。
And also before them, there is this over 100 people of a big orchestra, all kinds of musicians, they would be playing different instruments. And when you listen to the music, it's so harmonious.
无论是老的，无论是年轻的，都喜欢听这个大合唱，连我都喜欢听这样的大合唱。
Young and old, regardless of your age, you will love to hear this choir. Even I like it very much.
百听你不会厌。
You will never be tired of listening to this music, even though you have heard it thousands of times.
因为你听的时候，你的魂啊，非常的舒畅。
Because the moment you listen to the music, your soul is so refreshed and at ease.
弟兄姊妹，这叫 masterpiece.
Brothers and sisters, this is a masterpiece.
你我都是神手中的masterpiece.
You and I are the masterpiece in God's hand.
你想想我们过去是什么样一个人呢？
Just think of who we were before.
又是丑陋，又是污秽，又是肮脏。
We were ugly, filthy, and dirty.
我第五讲讲得很清楚了，讲了很多了。
As I mentioned that fact very much in my fifth sharing.
我用了好多的经文。
And I have used so many references.
你看以赛亚书第六十四章的第六节。
Isaiah 64:6.
我们都是污秽的，所有的义不过像一件污秽的外衣啊！我们的罪像风一样的把我们吹去啊！吹到哪里？弟兄姊妹还记得吗？当然吹到火湖里面，我们都是火湖的材料，对不对？败坏、丑陋、肮脏、污秽。
And Isaiah 64 tells how ugly, vile, and filthy we were because we have all become the one who is unclean, and our iniquity has taken us away like the wind. To where? Of course, to the lake of fire and brimstone.
今天我重点同听你们交通的只有两方面。第一方面就是把我两个月以前第五讲的那个最重要的我再提一提，然后我再有点补充。
So my emphasis of sharing today has two parts. One is to re-mention to review what I have shared with you in my fifth sharing, and the second part is to elaborate more something new I want to share with you.
第二方面就是启示录十六章的一点是单，等会我同你弟兄姊妹交通。
And this is about Revelation 16. It is done. I will elaborate more later.
五月份两个月以前，我重点我刚刚就讲了，这个一点是等就是神创造我们的已经完成了。
2 months ago, my sharing of "It is done" is about the fulfillment of God's plan of creation of us.
刚刚念了几段，我特别提出来。这是神的智慧啊，怎么不是神的智慧呢？我们是这样污秽肮脏的人。你去看撒母耳记上第二章，应该是第八节吧，第八节。我们是都是像灰尘一样的，对不对？我们都像什么？像粪土啊，粪土 done here, done here, 他在灰尘中把我们抬高，在粪堆中让我们能够有王子的地位，得到这样的一个荣耀，你看看，感谢神的智慧啊。
Now we have to thank God for His wisdom. Think of who we were before. We were all filthy and vile and dirty. But in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8, He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap, from the dunghill.
我们感谢主，这是神的智慧。刚刚我们念过三段经文。
So, according to the three references we read already, truly this is God's wisdom.
神在万古之先就已经预定我们得着荣耀的。你看看这样的一个人还可以得着荣耀，这不是神的智慧吗？
He has predestined us to receive this glory before the world began. Think of this. Isn't this God's wisdom that people like us could become who we are today?
神要兴作教会，叫那天上执政的、掌权的的至神百般的智慧。你想，这不是神的智慧吗？
Isn't this God's wisdom that through the church he will make known his manifold wisdom to all the principalities and powers in the heavenly places?
我上次也用到了，我讲到人的败坏、丑陋啊，像这个耶利米书十七章，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处啊！有谁能够杀透他？这就是我们以前的光景的。
And in reference to our ugliness and corruption, just as Jeremiah 17 says, the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can discern it? It is all speaks to who we were.
但是以弗所第三章第九节到第十节刚刚我们念的，以色列在创造万有之神里面的奥秘是什么？叫我们知道，叫是这教会，叫天上执政掌权的得之神百般的智慧。
Yet from Ephesians 3, we just read that there is this mystery of God which has been hidden for ages. Now it's been made known through us, His church, to all principalities and powers in the heavenly places. Isn't this His wisdom?
你去看以弗所第二章第一节到第三节。
If you read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3,
我们从前都是死在过犯中的，他叫我们活过来，那是我们行事为人，随从什么今世的风俗，还有呢顺服那空中执政的、掌权的、管辖着冤案世界在悖逆的心中运行的邪灵，我们都是苦怒之子、悖逆之子，对不对？我们都是伏在撒旦的权势底下的，完全顺服他的，听他的命令，与神为敌的，这是我们过去。
We were totally under Satan's power and resisted God, rebelled against God. But according to Ephesians chapter 2, he made us alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. And we used to walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air.The Spirit, which now works in the sons of disobedience, and we were all like them, conducting ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, we were just like them. We are under the dominion of Satan.
完全听从他的，是他的仆人。
Totally being submissive to him, we were his slaves.
来反对神的，敌对神的。
To stand against God, to resist God.
感谢主，现在我们180度的转变了。
But thank the Lord, now there is this 180 degrees of change in us.
你去看以弗所书第六章。
When you read Ephesians chapter 6.
那里有一段话嘛，对不对？我们现在不是同属血气的征战，同谁征战呢？我们就是同那一些执政掌权管辖这冤案世界的，在我们里面运行的那一个这个邪灵征战呢、啊？现在我回过来了，过去是与神征战的，现在我们同撒旦魔鬼在那里征战。你看看神的智慧，我们有这么大的一个改变呢、啊？
And in Ephesians 6:12, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. What a tremendous change in us. We used to fight with God, but now we fight with Satan.
难怪罗马书第十六章最后的一节圣经讲什么？我们知道罗马书是讲福音讲恩典最清楚的卷书呢，最后他说我们要把荣耀写作主耶稣基督归给这位独一全知的神，从今时一直到永永远远，独一全知的神 Only wise God。
No wonder Paul in Romans chapter 16 in the last verse says that to him alone wise be the glory through Jesus Christ. Because we do know that Romans is Paul's epistle, which explains the grace, the gospel, most thoroughly.
罗马书第十一章三十三节，你去看看罗马书十一章。我刚刚讲罗马书都是讲救恩、讲恩典的嘛，对不对？最后他怎么讲？十一章第三十，应该是三十几节吧？他怎么讲的？这个圣哉，神丰富的智慧和知识，到最后万有都是出于他，依靠他，也都要归于他，荣耀归给他，从今时直到永永远远。
Just as Paul says also in Romans chapter 11:33, oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God.And of him, through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever.
感谢主，我刚才讲的第三个也得是灯，神造人的旨意成全的，哎呀，整个过程不简单呢、啊。所以你上一次，第五讲的时候，领会的给我们念的，创世纪第一章24到28。五节圣经两次提到照着他的形象，照着他的样式造人呢，对不对？一个 image， 一个是 likeness。
And the third reference about it is done, it is finished is what we've been talking about, that the whole process of salvation now has been accomplished. It's not easy, it's very difficult. And also in Genesis chapter 1 verses 25 to 28, in these four verses, God keeps saying that we're done. We are created according to His image, in His likeness.
什么叫 image， 弟兄姊妹还记得吧？
What is image, brothers and sisters? Do you recall?
Image 就是神的性情。最突出的是什么，弟兄姊妹？你们回答看我们第五讲。
Image speaks of God's characters. The most unique and outstanding one is, brother and sister, could you answer me?
还记得吧，是什么？
Do you remember what it is?
有哪个可以回答？
Anyone?
神的 image 就是他的性情，他的性格是什么 image?
The image, according to God, means according to his character. And the most unique, outstanding attribute of God's is what?
Holy, 对了。
Holiness, yes.
圣洁。
Holiness.
这是神的性情的最突出的，就是他的 holy。
This is the most unique character of God.
第二。
The second one.
当然是他的公义。第三，他的慈爱。第四，他的怜悯。第五，他的信实。这就是神的 image。
The second is his righteousness. Third,loving kindness, fourth, mercy, fifth, faithfulness. And this sums up God's image.
一讲到 image, 讲到 holy, 马上我们就想到祭司嘛，对不对？旧约的祭司是最 holy 的。所以你去看这个启示录十九章第八节，启示录十九章第八节说他们蒙恩得穿光明洁白的，光明洁白的什么？细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的那个义嘛。感谢主，今天你我都有这件衣服穿在身上。
Whenever we think of holiness, we immediately think of priests in the Old Testament time, because they are deemed the most holy ones in those days. And then when you read Revelation 19, to her, the white linen garment was being granted because this white linen represents her righteous acts.
什么叫 likeness?
Then what is likeness?
形象和样式嘛，这个样式就讲到君王嘛，讲到王，这个王不是地上的王，属天的，属灵的王，是来服侍人的， 主耶稣说，我来不是受人服侍，我是来服侍人的，还要舍命做众人的赎价。这是属灵的王，我们今天做王就是做众人的仆人。
Likeness speaks of being kings, but this is not being earthly kings, instead is heavenly kings, just like our Lord Jesus who came to the worldto serve, not to be served, and even to become a ransom for us all.
想到希伯来书第七章第一节
and
这一段话
Hebrews 1
第七章在那里讲什么
7,
一开始就讲到麦基洗德谁是麦基洗德
Hebrews chapter 7 speaks of Melchizedek, and who is this Melchizedek?
一开始介绍麦基洗德他是什么？他是王 ，King， 什么 King？ 夏隆 ，King of 夏隆，平安的王。当然是指着主耶稣基督嘛。
First, Melchizedek is introduced as a king, king of righteousness. So of course, this speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他名为奇妙，他名为测试，永在的父，全能的神，和平的君，对不对？他是和。King.
Because Jesus' name is Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
他不但是 King, 他也是大祭司，至高神的祭司。他是一位大祭司，对不对？你去看，这个希伯来书第四章，我们都很熟的。我们既有一位升了高天真荣的什么？
Our Lord Jesus is not only the king, but also he is the great high priest. If you read Hebrews 4, we are told that he has passed through the heavens to be the high priest.
我们大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱嘛，对吧？这一段经文我们都很熟的。
We are all familiar with the passage saying that our great high priest is not sympathetic with our weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，在旧约的里面，你做君王的就不能做祭司。
Brothers and sisters, in Old Testament, if you're a king, you cannot be a priest.
你看乌西亚王。
Remember Uzziah?
乌西亚王是一个好的王。
He is a good king.
但是他非常骄傲。
Yet he is very arrogant also.
所以他要做祭司，要去献祭。
So he wants to be a priest. He wants to offer sacrifices.
结果这些祭司都劝他千万不能，千万不能。
And all the priests around him telling him, by no means, don't do this.
他骄傲得不得了，不听他们。
But because he was so proud, he did not listen to them.
还是到圣殿里面去献祭，结果怎么样？圣大麻风，一直到死。
He insisted on going to the temple to offer sacrifices, and we all know he became a leper until death.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主耶稣基督不但是祭司，他不但是君王，他也是祭司。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is not only a king, but also a high priest.
今天我呢，也是君王。也是祭司，对不对？
Today you and I are also kings and priests, right?
我上次用了这个启示录第一章很清楚嘛。
Because
他爱我们，用自己的血赎我们，脱离了罪恶，叫我们做什么？叫我们做君王，做他父神的祭司，愿荣耀全能都归给他，直到永永远远。
Last time I shared with you this verse in Revelation chapter 1. He loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and made us his kings and priests forever. So to him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
老师你去看第五章更清楚了。启示录第五章。第一节我们看见有位大力的天使在殿中的宝座中大声喊着说：“谁配揭开这书卷
？”Now, if you read Revelation 5,
揭开这七印的。
This should become more even clearer because in the beginning we saw that an angel and saying, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?
结果天上、地下、地底下，没有回答的声音，没有人配的。
And there was silence in heaven and on earth because nobody is found worthy to open the scroll.
结果老约翰就大哭啊。
Therefore, the aged apostle John wept.
结果长老有一位长老说：“不要哭，看哪、啊、有大支派的狮子，大卫的根，他已经得胜。”
And then one of the elders said to John, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll to loose its seven seals."
他配，他配。
He is worthy.
揭开这七印，因为他怎么用自己的血。从各族、各方、各国、各民，就是把你我买来归给他。
He is worthy to open the scroll to loose the seals, because he has redeemed us unto God by his own blood, out of every tribe, tongue, and nation, and people, and make us kings and priests to God.
把他们归给神，归给神不算，做君王。做祭司归给神，在地上执掌王权。哎呀，这就是你，就是我的将来。
Christ has purchased, has redeemed us, not only so, but also has given us to God, and then we could become priests and kings. We shall reign on the earth. This is our privilege.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚讲了，其实神一开始造人，他已经计划好了，他的目的就是叫人做祭司、做君王的。
Brothers and sisters, as I said that previously, when God first created man, He had planned it all out that we should become kings and His priests.
你去看出埃及记第十九章。
If you read Exodus chapter 19,
十九章讲什么？
What's talking about
there? 他们出了埃及第三个月。
After Israelites left Egypt in the third month.
耶和华对摩西说，你来，你去对以色列百姓讲这些话。
And the Lord spoke to Moses, telling him to relay his word to the Israelites.
我在埃及所行的神迹奇事，你们都看见了。
You have seen all the miracles and signs that I did to the Egyptians.
你们也看见我像老鹰一样的背着小鹰，对不对？你们也看见了。
You have also seen how I bear you on eagle's wings.
接下来他怎么讲？你们若能够遵守我的命令，守我的约，你们就。做说我的子民，全地都是我的。
And has brought you to myself, so therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep the covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
接下来他怎么讲的？你们要做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
Then what does God continue to say? You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
所以看见神早已经定规了，他也知道我们会失败的，他也知道我们会堕落的，他也知道我们会被从以地园赶出去的。但是神有智慧呀，他没有改变他造人于最远处的那个计划之意。
So you see, God has already planned it out, predestined that we should be kings and priests. Even though we fail and we simply did not measure up, but God has never changed His plan, His purpose for all of us.
所以你再去看彼得前书第二章
，and
also,
第四节，
对不对？第四节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 4.
你对照一下，感谢是完全完全非常的合适。
If you compare these two passages, and they are almost all the same.
第十节、第五节怎么讲的？主乃是活石，是被人厌弃的， 被神所喜欢所接纳的，我们来到主的面前也像活石被建造成为灵宫，做什么？做 Holy Priest， 圣洁的祭司。
As the verses tell us that our Lord Jesus Christ is rejected, but he is precious, he's chosen by God, and we, he is the living stone, and we as living stones are being built a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
第九节你再去看。
And if you read verse 9,
唯有我们是被拣选的族类，是有君真的祭司，对不对？圣洁的国民，好叫我们传扬那照我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。我们原本都不算是子民，现在做了子民，本来我们不蒙怜悯的，现在我们蒙了怜悯，感谢主。
Thank the Lord that verses 9 and 10continue to say that we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We were once not a people, but now his people. We have not obtained mercy, but now we have obtained mercy.
他知道我们要堕落要失败的，他说早已经预备好的救赎出埃及记，那就是预表着我们怎么从撒旦的权势底下能够得到自由得到释放的。做什么？就是叫我们做祭司，对不对？还有做君王，感谢神。
He knew beforehand that we would fail and be driven out of Garden of Eden, but he has already planned out this salvation, just as in Exodus 19, that his original plan would eventually be finished. It is done, thank the Lord.
所以我刚刚后面还有两句圣经没有念的，启示录21章前面讲 It is done， 这两句圣经讲什么？讲到圣城新耶路撒冷城，那就是教会，基督的身体，基督的心腹。哎呀，你看看这千年国度，教会有多荣耀啊！王都把荣耀归给这个城，所有的国都在这个城的荣耀里面行走。这就是在千年国度里面的教会。
There are some references I did not read to you. It's about the church in the millennial kingdom.Is full of glory, in the kings of the nations would give their glory to it. It's spelled out in Revelation 21.
你看21章的19节。
If you read verse 19,
城墙的根基是用各样的宝石修建的，对不对？像碧玉啊、宝石啊、等等啊、这些都是这些宝贝。然后呢，门呢有12颗珍珠，这是什么讲？这就是神的性情嘛，对不对？
And then if you read verse 19, the foundation of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. For example, the first foundation was jasper and sapphire and etc. And then verse 21, the 12 gates were 12 pearls.Each individual gate was of one pearl, precious stones and pearl. What do these refer to? God's character.
我们都知道这些宝石、这些珍珠都是长久埋在地里面的，受高压、高温的那一个磨练，然后它才成为珍珠、宝石的，对不对？晶晶的。
We all understand all these precious stones or pearls have been buried underground a long time under great heat, high pressure, and eventually it would be refined into this precious stones or pearls.
今天你我也是一样。
So likewise, it's the same with you and me today.
万事都互相效力做什么？
all things work together
for
good, but for what good?
叫我们所预定的，把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
So that we who are ordained by God to be conformed to the very image of His Son, Christ Jesus.
到最后
，in the end,
我们都成了金晶，成了宝石。
We all become fine gold, we become precious stones and pearls.
这里又想到哥林多后书第三章十六节。
Then I also think of
后书第三章十六节讲什么
？Second Corinthians 3:16.
我们的心什么时候归向神，我们的帕子就出去了。
Whenever our heart turns to God, the veil is taken away.
我们就得看见神的荣光。就好像镜子反照，成了神的形象，涌上加龙，就好像主的灵变成的，最后都成了。
And we with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of God, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory by the same Spirit, and. This eventually leads to what God says, it is done.
好，感谢主，还有二十分钟的时间。
Thank the Lord, I still have 20 minutes or so.
我们来看第二个 it is done.
Now we will come back to the second statement, it is done.
我们翻到启示录十六章。
Now, Revelation 16.
这里done到底是讲什么done?
What does it mean, it is done here?
我们看这个第就是十七节了，我刚刚念了。
17, I just read it.
第七位天使把碗倒在空中，就有大声音从殿中的宝座中说来 ，It is done.
The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done.
弟兄姊妹，这个 it is done 讲什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is this it is done here speaking of?
我们都知道撒旦魔鬼，他怎样掌管这个世界的。
We all know how Satan and the devil has the sway over the whole world.
他拿什么来管制人类的？
With what he uses to control mankind.
他拿什么来管制整个社会的？
With what he reigns over all societies.
弟兄姊妹，你们知道吧？我们应该知道。
Brothers and sisters, do you know? We should know.
五个 system.
He uses five systems to control the world. One, first.
军事 military.
Military system.
政治
Second, political system.
政治和军事常常连在一起的。
And the military and political systems are often linked together.
第三个 system.
The third system is
经济
economic system.
第四个 system.
The fourth system.
文化教育音乐我还要加上一个音乐
Cultural educational system, and I want to add music to it too.
今天的 music 是非常非常重要的，成了一个系统啊。
Today's music has evolved into a system.
不但是社会上这么看重，连教会今天也是那样的看重 music， 把 music 和敬拜连在一起了，对不对？
Not only today's society looking highly of this music, even today's church also highly values this music. They linked.Music and worship together.
所以一个军事一个政治一个经济一个文化教育音乐还有第五个 system 什么
Now we have mentioned military, political, economic, educational, cultural, with music, what's the fifth system Satan uses?
宗教
That is a religious system.
所以这个五个 system就撒旦用来管制整个社会整个人类的
So Satan uses these five systems to control over all mankind and their societies
感谢主，我们看见第十六章启示录。
But thank the Lord, as we see in Revelation 16.
这里讲到的是什么？军事、政治，整个这个崩溃。
In Revelation 16, Satan's military and political systems have collapsed.
你去看第十二节。
If you read verse 12,
十二节，这个启示录十六章。
Revelation
16, 第六位天使把碗倒在伯拉大河上，河水就干了。要给那从哪里来的？从日出之地所来的众王预备。道路，日出之地在哪里呀？中东嘛，对不对？回教的国家嘛。
Now verse 16:12, the sixth angel poured his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. What is the east? Of course, it refers to the Middle East, all the Muslim countries.
这里我们看到前面三个污秽的灵嘛，从青蛙，从龙口，就是从敌基督假先知撒旦的口里出来的，那把所有的军队聚集在一起去攻击哪里啊？耶路撒冷。
And then we see three unclean spirits like frost coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast,out of the mouth of the false prophets, they gather all the nations to fight against Jerusalem.
这叫哈米基杜登大战嘛，这第三次世界大战。
And then we see the Armageddon War, and then it's the Third World War.
我们知道最后的一切嘛，敌基督要出来。
Because we know in the last 70th week, Antichrist would appear.
前一三年半很和平，他与这个以色列签合约建造耶路撒冷，对不对？
So in the first half of these last 7 years, everything goes peacefully. Satan, the Antichrist would sign a contract, a covenant of peace with Israel.
这个 Great Tribulation 什么时候开始？最后的三年半嘛。
When did the Great Tribulation start? It starts in the last 3.5 years.
十二个月嘛，一年半年，一年半嘛，
For,
对，一共是十二个月嘛。
42 months and 3.5 years.
但是呢，哈米基杜登大战什么时候？是最后的大概五个月，还有六个月的时间发生的。第一次世界大战，几百万人死掉。第二次世界大战几千万人死掉，第三次的哈米基督登的那个大战要死掉上亿的人呢。 Nuclear war 核战争。
This Armageddon war, when would that happen? It's going to be in the last 5 or 6 months of the last 3.5 years.And then we know this is the Third World War. We know that in the First World War, millions of people died. In the Second World War, and tens of millions of people died. And in this Third World War, that would be a nuclear war. And millions, hundreds of millions, billions of people would die.
感谢主，教会已经被提了。
But we thank the Lord, the church has now been raptured already.
我们不但被提，我们要与基督一同来审判列国万民，这是最后的一个审判，羔羊的愤怒，神的愤怒要临到全世界。
And the, not only are we raptured together with Christ, but also we will judge with the Lamb together. This is the last judgment.And the wrath of the Lamb has now been poured out to judge all the nations of the world. Revelation 19:11.
Faithful and Truth. 他的审判征战都是按照公义，我们看见他眼睛如同火焰，对不对？他穿着一个披着血的，都是沾了血的那个衣服，叫神的道。最后你看见他脚上还有什么名字啊？万王之王，万族之主，这当然是我们主耶稣基督了。
In Revelation 19:11, the heaven was opened, and there is one, the white horse, and one who sat on him. His name was Faithful and True. In righteousness he judges and makes war, and his clothes was dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And he also has a name written on his thigh, on his robe, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Of course, this speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第十四节怎么讲的？
Verse 14.
在天上的众军，阿美，阿美军队，在天上的众军也骑着白马，穿着细马衣，又白又洁。现在不是说蒙恩德穿光明洁白的细马衣，就是圣徒的衣。这里是讲到，先讲到马衣，细马衣，又洁又白，当然就是你，就是我，就是教会，就是基督的身体。我们要同基督一起来审判列国万民。
In verse 14, the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. This speaks of you and me, the church. We will have the privilege to judge the nations of the world. And then go back to verse 8. It's the fine linen, clean and bright, the righteous acts of the saints.
你去读诗篇103篇，我们都喜欢的一卷书。
If you read Psalm 103, the Psalm we all like it very much.
103篇到了19节，到22还是23节，你去看一看，那坐在宝座上的，他的宝座要撑到永永远远。接下来讲到那一些遵守他命令、遵循他旨意的大能的天使，都要来称颂耶和华。这里先讲到天使，大能的天使，对不对？
Verse 19 first tells us that the Lord has established his throne in heaven, his kingdom rules over all. And then Psalmist speaks of his angels who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. First, the angels.
接下来怎么讲？你们就是我们，你们做他诸君的，做他仆人的，做他所喜悦的，你们要称颂耶和华。这就是你我
Next,
教会军队与基督一同来审判列国万民，把所有攻击以色列的那些军队一下子把他们全军覆没。
And next verse, bless the Lord, O you, his hosts and his ministers, that's you and me together, the church, and we will fight with Christ. We will fight together, fight against all the nations, all the peoples of the world together with Christ, and we will annihilate them all together.
诗篇149篇，最后的第二篇诗篇，你去看看，两次提到圣徒都有这样的荣耀，圣徒都有这样的荣耀，你们要在床上欢喜快乐，这是一个荣耀，同基督一同来审判列国万民呢。
And the second to the last Psalm 149, twice we have it's mentioned that we have this honor, this glory, because we will execute on all the nations, on all the world, all the people, the written judgment, so we shall rejoice and be glad.
刚刚念的撒迦利亚书12章，所有来攻击耶路撒冷的 全军覆没，所有的军队政治全部完蛋。
All the armies, as mentioned in Zechariah 12, that came to attack Jerusalem will be totally destroyed. The whole, all the people, all the enemies will be annihilated.
他们来攻击耶路撒冷，结果耶路撒冷好像一块大的石头，把他们砸得粉碎啊！所有来攻击耶路撒冷的那些中东的国家的军队，敌基督的军队，他们的目标都是要把以色列全部消灭掉，把他们从地图上除去嘛，对不对
？All the nations from the Middle East, are trying to, wipe out Israel from the map of the world. But the verse tells us that the Lord, will make Jerusalem like a heavy stone. Whoever tries to attack Jerusalem will be injured badly and will survive no more.
弟兄姊妹，有没有可能呢？
Brothers and sisters,
绝对百分之百不可能，神早已经从亚伯拉罕立了约嘛。你去看，你打开启示创世纪第十二章，你要成为大的国嘛，你要有大大的有名望嘛，对不对？地上的万族都要因你得福嘛，咒诅你的，我要咒诅他；祝福你的，我要祝福你。他们来咒诅以色列人，结果呢，全部全军覆没。感谢主，神不会不守他的约。
Brothers and sisters, is this possible that all the armies that try to attack Jerusalem will be wiped out totally? Of course, it is true, because in Genesis 12, this is the covenant that God made with Abraham. God has promised him that he would make Abraham a great nation. He has promised him he would make his name great, and Abraham should be a blessing. He will bless those who bless Abraham, and he will also curse him who curses Abraham.
在千年国度里面，以色列人要成为一个大的国、强的国、富有的国，他要代表今天的美国，在千年国度中。
In the millennium kingdom, the nation of Israel will become a great, strong, affluent country instead of today's America.
好，时间已经到了，我想今天可能要过个五分钟，过个五分钟到十分钟。
My time is up.
我们刚刚讲到第十六章是军事方面的崩溃，然后呢还有经济上的，我们都要去看，启示录的第十八章。
My time is up, but I will use another 5 or 10 minutes. First, we have been talking about the disintegration.Of this political system and military system.
经济方面的
Now we'll be talking about the collapse of the economic system.
还有文化、教育、音乐的破溃。
And also,
这是第22节，你去看。
And also, we will be talking about the collapse of the educational, cultural, musical system.If you read, that's in verse 22, chapter 18, verse 22.
我们就是特别注意，因为时间的缘故，我就我们看第四节，十八章的第四节。
Because of the time restraint, we will read verse 4.
我有听见从天上有声音说，我的名啊，就是我们呢，就是主耶稣，在我们的基督徒了，神的儿女啊，我的名啊，你们要从那城出来。这个大巴比伦城出来，免得与他们一同有罪，受他所受的灾祸。
Verse 4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that you and me are Christians, lest you share in her sins, lest you receive of her plagues.
我们都知道最后的这个三年半，前三年半，哎呀，这基督的国，这个我们看见一切都很和平。对不对？我刚刚就讲了。
I just mentioned that in the first 3.5 years of the last 7 years, Satan's Antichrist kingdom is full of peace. Everything is fine.
并且对基督的国，我们都知道欧盟嘛 ，United Europe 现在差不多有20个国家，将来主来的以前有30几个国家。
as the European Union, right now it has more than 20 countries, but before the Lord returns, it will increase to over 30 countries.
他们的经济要突飞猛进啊，前三年半不得了。
It's so remarkable that in the first 3.5 years of the last 70th week, last week, their economy will leap and bound.
欧盟的股票一天天在涨，一天天的在涨。这个欧币啊，换这个美金啊，现在大概一块换美金一块多一点，到那时候不得了啊，一块要换两块、三块、四块、十块。这个欧盟的经济啊，还有所有很多在美国的经商的商店呢、啊，这个机关呢、啊，都搬到这个欧洲去了，赚钱嘛，你知道吗？
The stock will rise sharply, and if you want to exchange American dollars with Euro money, and then it's about over $1, but in that time, the ratio will increase to 2-3 over, or even higher. All the corporations, companies would move to Europe because that's where you make money.
到那时候，很多基督徒啊，这个就是贪钱财的，爱世界的啊。正如这个提摩太后书啊，这个第四章，那个底马，对不对？底马我们知道。他离开了保罗，为什么？他贪爱现今的世界，往哪里去了？提撒罗尼迦去了。到了那时候呢，许多贪爱钱财，他们都往哪里去了？他们贪爱钱财都往欧洲去了。
And in that time, many Christians who are greedy and trying to make money will all move to Europe, just as in 2 Timothy. Demas loved the present world and has left it Paul and has gone to Thessalonica.
但是我们知道这个经济不长，一下子突飞猛进，一下子所有的欧币啊都不值钱了，股票一天天的下降，到最后是 zero。哎呀，所以这里说我的名啊，你们要从这个城里出来啊。
However, this rosy picture will not last long. Even though economy seems to increase and by leaps and bounds, but very soon the money will mean nothing. Its economy will plummet, a free fall.
一落千丈。
This is why we say a free fall. It simply plummets down to the earth.
大巴比伦城倾倒了，倾倒了。
So the Babylon,
这个经济的大城倾倒了。
So Babylon, the great city has fallen. This great city of booming economy simply collapsed.
我没有时间去念这个十八章了，你们弟兄姊妹自己去看吧。
I don't have time to read Revelation 18, brothers and sisters. Could you please just refer to them yourself?
一个是经济的破产。一个是文化教育的音乐的，那就是22节，在整个一段不再听见了，不再听见了，六次提到不再有了，不再有了，都过去了。
Now in Revelation 18, the first part speaks of the collapse of this economic system. In the latter part from verses 21 on, it speaks of the disintegration of the cultural, the educational, the musical system. And you would read 6 times, it keeps saying, shall not anymore, shall not anymore.
还有一个 system.
And there is another system.
这里我已经讲到了军事的。
I've mentioned the military system.
文化教育的。
Economic, political, cultural, educational, musical.
一个是在启示录十六章，一个是在启示录十八章，
so,
都有交代了，你们自己去看。
They have been spoken of clearly in chapters 16 and 18 respectively. Please refer to them yourself.
还有一个 system 宗教的 religion，
And the last system is the religious system that Satan uses.
我们看启示录十九章第二节。
Revelation verses 2 and 3.
十九节二十节。2:19.
Verse 2, for true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. Again they said, Alleluia, her smoke rises up forever and ever.
这个大淫妇是谁啊?
Who is this great harlot?
教皇
the Pope
一般都认为这个大淫妇就是教皇，因为我们知道我刚刚讲了前三年半都非常和平啊，这个宗教都是自由的啊，这个甚至于宗教成了一个集团，对不对啊？无论是摩门教、耶和华见证会、东正教、佛教、回教、犹太教、印度教，都成了一个宗教的集团，其实现在就有了。
Most students of the Bible believe this great harlot is the Pope. As I mentioned that in the first 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation, the last 7 years, that every religion is accepted. You have the freedom to choose your own religion. So whether you believe in Judaism, Buddhism, Hinduism,Eastern Orthodox Church, whatever religion you might choose is accepted. You have no problems with that.
当然，这个宗教的集团，天主教是最多的人，所以呢，
so, whole,
教皇就成了那一个集团的领袖，他就是大淫妇。
The whole religions have come to become a great conglomeration.And because Catholics have the most saying of the whole thing, because most people believe in Catholicism, so the Pope very naturally becomes a leader.
最后这个大淫妇被火烧死了，因为到后来三年半，这基督反目了，不允许任何的宗教存在，他就是上帝，他就是神，都要向他敬拜，要受他的印记。这是后来最后的那个三年半。
But what transpires in the last 3.5 years is that the Antichrist has changed his mind, and he does not allow any other form of religion to exist. So the great harlot was burned to death, and the Antichrist himself wants to become God, to be worshipped.Him alone, not anything else.
所以教皇被火烧死到最后，大快人心啊！宗教也整个崩溃，完全破碎了。
So the Pope was burned to death, and it's so gratifying and pleasurable to heart. So the whole religious system simply disintegrated and was destroyed.
五个 system 全部崩溃。
The whole 5 systems were disintegrated.
最后，我说你看启示录十一章第十五节，天上有大声音说，说什么哈利路亚，什么东西啊？我们感谢主。
And then what happened is in chapter 11, verse 15, there is this loud voice in heaven. What does it say?
地球为天使吹号，世上的国。要成为我主我基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。
This is when the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ. He shall reign forever and ever.
其实500多年以前已经预言了大以理书第七章十三节，你去看看。最后我们来念这段经文，我们就结束了。
Lastly, we'll read a passage from the book of Daniel. Actually, it's been prophesied 500 years ago.
7:13.
Daniel 7:13.
第七章十三节，老约翰在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到恒古常在者的面前。十四节，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去的。他的国必不败坏。那么我们呢？我们要与基督一同掌权、管理、治理千年国度和将来的新天新地，一直到永永远远。这是我们荣耀的一个盼望。感谢主。好，今天我们就到这里。
Daniel 7 verses 13 and 14, the aged Daniel saw this vision at night. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days. They brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all the peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. What about us? We shall reign together with him in the millennium kingdom, all the way to eternity. And this is our glorious hope.
所以我们不上当。外体一天毁坏一天，里面的人一天心是一天，自战自清的苦楚要为我们换接种无比永远的荣耀。我们不是顾念所见的，是顾念所不见的，对不对？哥林多后书第四章大概是第十三节还是什么。感谢主，我们有这样一个盼望。我们低头祷告。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 unto 18. We do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Shall we bow our heads and pray?
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们敬拜你，我们称颂你。
Dear Lord, we thank you, praise, worship, and bless you.
今天我们成了何等的人，都是你的恩所造成的。
Today we have become what we are, and this is because by your grace.
主啊，我们有极大荣耀的盼望。
Oh Lord, we have this exceedingly great, glorious hope.
但愿我们常常喜乐，做完全的人，受安慰。
If only,
同心合意，彼此和睦，平安仁爱的神常与我们众人同在。
If we all rejoice always and be a man, and your grace and peace will be with us all.
但愿荣耀随着主耶稣基督归给那位独一全智的神，从今时直到永永远远。
May the glory and honor be to the one who alone is wise, from now on and till forever and ever.
怜悯、平安、慈爱，常与我们众人同在。
Peace, grace, and mercy be with us all.
也愿主耶稣的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的交通常与我们众人同在。祷告祈求，信耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。
May the grace of Christ Jesus and also the love of our Father and communion of the Spirit be with us all forever. We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 抱歉，今天过了十几分钟。
My apologies that I have used the time over 10 plus minutes.